For look, he says, now is the acceptable time. Look, now is the day of salvation. Thus, let's not miss this favorable opportunity, but show a passion suitable for the grace. For this reason, we also strive forward, recognizing both the brevity and appropriateness of the time. That's also why he said, and working together we implore too, working together with you, because we work jointly with you rather than with God, for whom we are ambassadors, for he needs nothing, but the salvation is all transferred to you. But even if he's talking about working together with God, he rejects not even this interpretation, for he says elsewhere, we are God's co-workers. 1 Cor 3:9. In this manner, says he, to save people, again, we implore too. For he, when pleading, doesn't just simply plead, but puts forth his legitimate claims, namely that he gave his Son, the righteous one who didn't even know sin, and made him to be sin for us sinners, that we might become righteous. Having these claims and being God, he exhibited such kindness. What we plead for is that you accept the benefit and not refuse the gift. Be persuaded then by us, and don't receive the grace in vain, lest they should believe that believing in him who calls is reconciliation on its own. He adds these words, requiring that fervor which pertains to life. For one who's been freed from sins and made a friend to wallow in the former things is to return to enmity again and to receive the grace in vain in terms of life. For from the grace we gain no benefit towards salvation if we live impurely. In fact, we're even harmed, having this greater exacerbation of our sins, that after such understanding and such a gift, we've reverted to our former vices. However, he doesn't point this out yet. So his work wouldn't seem harsh, but merely says that we gain no benefit. Then he also refers to a prophecy, driving and compelling them to make an effort to grasp their own salvation.